Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Bridget of Sweden was born in 1301 to a family that was wealthy and pious and virtuous. She received from her parents a good religious education. She was well grounded in the faith. She became very pious herself and was from an early age privileged to receive special graces from our Lord, special mystical insights, illuminations, visions, and apparitions of our Lord, who saw that she was very much faithful to grace. He gave her even more and allowed her to more deeply penetrate the mysteries of God from this very early age of seven. In 1316, she was united in marriage to a good, noble, and pious husband with whom she had eight children, among them St. Catherine of Sweden. Her husband died in 1344, and after that, St. Bridget dedicated herself entirely to a life of piety, to the practices of religion and asceticism, and to different religious undertakings. She continued to receive these visions from our Lord, visions of his life, visions of the mysteries of God, also calls from our Lord for the reform of the church, which at that time, as at any time, was in need of reform because of the sins of the people that make up the church at any time in history. For the purpose of consecrating herself to God and answering his will, she founded a religious congregation, now called the Bridgetines. She traveled to Rome to get approval from the Pope for this congregation. And once in Rome, she stayed there till the end of her life, working strenuously for the good of the church, for the uprooting of the abuses that were prevalent at that time, and working for the return of the papacy from France to Rome. At that time, for political reasons, the Pope resided mainly in France and not in Rome where his diocese was. So St. Bridget dedicated herself to that, trying to convince the Holy Father to overcome human motives, political calculations, and to return to Rome where God wanted him. She died in 1370 before she could see that desire of hers realized, before she could see the Pope back in Rome. But her mission was then continued by St. Catherine of Siena, and she, in 1378, was able to see Gregory the XI return to Rome. Now, St. Bridget, because she was endowed with many charismatic gifts, we can say, she had a very large sphere of influence. So the holiness of her life was able to reach a great multitude of peoples, including the Pope, the cardinals, bishops. So she had a great sphere of influence. She was given many gifts by God, and she used them well and faithfully. And she was able to influence the church for the good by her holiness, by her prayers, by her sacrifices, by her exhortations. For us, perhaps our sphere of influence is not as great, but we too should influence the church for the good. And if we ever notice that the church is in need of reform, because the church is on one hand holy, it's the body of Christ, but it's in need of reform because it's made of sinners like us. If we ever notice, it's not enough just to notice and maybe complain and maybe even get mad. Like the saints, we have to respond at the very least with prayer. Specific prayers for the persons that we should be praying for. Of course, starting with ourselves, but then influencing those whom we can influence, again, by our prayers, but by our examples, by our words, our families, and parishes, dioceses, etc. In this way, like St. Bridget, we will contribute to reforming the mystical body of Christ. If we pray for the church, if we pray for the Holy Father, who are always in need of our prayers, and for whom it is always our duty and our responsibility to pray and to sacrifice ourselves. Praised be Jesus and Mary.